And we interrupt this wild rendition of Rock Lobster live here on WTIP to bring you a special live music segment. We have Terry Quinn in the studio right now. She's going to be playing at the Wonder Bar tonight at 8 p.m. She's all the way here from Kansas City, Missouri, and I'm very excited to hear her play. How are you doing, Terry?
I'm doing so good.
Thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
This is fantastic. So all the way here from Kansas City, and this, I understand, is one of your last gigs on a tour that you've been doing right now. How's that been going?
The whole tour has been absolutely magical, and I feel like ending it in Grand Marais is kind of the cherry on top. So it's been really, really great. It's been a month-long tour. I've been on tour since November 5th, and I'll be getting back into Kansas City December 5th.
Oh, perfect timing. Cool.
Yeah.
Right before the holidays. So where have you gone on this tour, and what kind of venues have you been playing?
I have. I basically am doing this weird southern to the north tour where I started in St. Louis, then to Memphis, and then I went all the way down to New Orleans, and then I basically went through Georgia and up into the Appalachian Mountains.
Wow.
I took a stop in Savannah, Pensacola, Florida. So I basically did this whole, like, from the ocean all the way up to the Great Lakes sort of a tour.
Cool.
Yeah.
Did you study Appalachian music at all?
I didn't. Okay. I didn't. I just kind of picked it up and started playing the banjo.
That's great. How did you get connected up here?
So the Wonder Bar, their cousin, Jennifer Trowbridge, I believe she's a cousin. I'm still trying to get their family tree straight in my head. But she, lives in Kansas City, and she found me in Kansas City and was like, there's this magical wonderland that you should, travel to on your tour.
Is that how she described it?
Pretty much. And she sent me so many articles and emails of just how wonderful this place is. And she's like, if you want to come here, just let me know. And I was like, yes. And, you know, when you're trying to book a tour, you always go where there's going to be a guaranteed place to play and stay. So that's how I ended up here.
Well, we're really excited to hear you. I always like new musicians coming to the area. Let's do a song.
All right. This tune is, it's about, sometimes when we're in relationships or friendships, we always wonder, like, why things go south, why the relationship ends, and we're so quick to call the other person toxic or unhealthy, so this tune is a reflection on maybe sometimes we're the unhealthy ones in a relationship.
Ooh.
talk like we used to. With the late night muse and mind numbing midnight vices. Oh, your eyes reflect my shame.
Terry Quinn live here on WTIP. That was haunting.
Thank you.
I really like that. And you're right, the whole idea of who's to blame in a relationship, that's always such a huge deal and point of contention.
Yeah, just something I think about a lot. You know, humans are complicated. And very complicated. And so I'm just trying to show grace to one another, you know, through those complications and also reflecting, like, we're not always perfect. Sometimes we're wrong.
Very often. That's what makes us human, I would say.
We're usually mostly wrong.
How did you get started playing banjo?
So I really like to listen to A Prairie Home Companion. It's one of my favorites. I've always been writing since I was 16. And, you know, I went to school for music. So music is my life. And But I was driving home one day, and I was listening to A Prairie Home Companion, and they had a folk artist, Willie Watson, on, and he plays with Gillian Welsh and Dave Rawlings, and I think he plays with Dave Rawlings and The Machine.
Mm-hmm.
So he was playing his banjo, and it's kind of the first time I'd ever really heard clawhammer style of playing, and he was playing Mexican cowboy blues or The Hills of Mexico. Yeah, I think it's like The Hills of Mexico. And I was just so taken by his voice, like the power in his voice. Like he was just hollering and belting, and his clawhammer playing was just so, it was like lightning. And I was so taken with it that I had to pull over my car and listen. And after that, I was like, I'm getting a banjo. Like I felt like the universe opened the floodgates and in came the banjos. And so that's how I got started.
That's how you know that's good radio, when you got a pullover moment like that.
That happens a lot. Like, I think local radio, especially, here's a plug. This is why local radio is important. There's so often that I'm hearing tunes that I would never hear, and I pull over, and I'm just, what? And I have to get on my phone and do some research, and the next thing you know, I have a new favorite artist.
Can you explain what clawhammer style is?
So clawhammer, It's a style of playing. So we all know, like, Earl Scruggs, and you see banjo players with resonator backs and with the picks on their fingers. Clawhammer is an old Appalachian style of playing. It originated in Africa, and it came over. And So the rhythm is bum diddy. So bum diddy, bum diddy. And you're playing with the back of your fingernails, and your thumb is droning on the fifth string, which is when you see banjos with five strings, and you see that weird knob in the middle of the fretboard, that's what it's for. You're just droning, and then when you go really quick, you can use the banjo head as a drum. Let's see if I can. So you can hear that pop. So that's essentially the basics of claw hammering.
I didn't know that the fifth string was kind of for that purpose, and that's why you get different styles of banjo.
Yeah.
Today. Wow, that's cool. And yeah, it's an African kind of bass instrument, right? Because it's got that drum head.
So yeah, the banjo has such a fascinating history, and I think it's what makes America so beautiful. And Rhiannon Giddens, she explains a lot about it, and she just came out with her latest album that's just basically all about just the beautiful, dark, haunting history of the banjo.
I can confirm that we played that a lot. That's a really good one. Big Rhiannon fan. But it's really cool because... do you feel like the instrument kind of changes when you play it just solo rather than in a group with three or four other instruments?
Yes. I think because there's so many different styles of playing the banjo, and like, you know, you got the two main are clawhammer and Earl Scruggs, but then you've got artists like me that, you know, I blend a lot of different styles. So it's like I take my guitar picking years and I apply it to the banjo. But does the banjo change when you're playing? Yes, it does. I think it can hold its own solo, and I think it has its place and beauty within groups, but I think it definitely has a different sound.
Mm-hmm. If you're joining us right now, we're talking to Terry Quinn. She's a Kansas City-based banjo player up here, going to be playing at the Wonder Bar tonight at 8 p.m., and you have a EP out called Moons and Meltdowns.
Yes, I do.
What can you tell me about that?
So to be real and vulnerable with you, Moons and Meltdowns is about a panic attack that I had during a full moon in January 4th, 2015. And I know it's about to be the full moon. I just saw it on my way here.
If you saw it outside, it's the super moon, actually.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. Wow. And I actually like, wow, what a great place to be during a full moon. But so my music is very self-reflective, and I write a lot about depression and anxiety, mostly because I can't afford therapy. So this is my therapy. And so Moons and Meltdowns came out of taking a panic attack and turning it into art.
Wow. That's
yeah. Powerful.
Can we hear a song from that EP?
Yes, absolutely. Let's see, which one would you...
What's the second one?
Free of Wanting?
Free of Wanting.
Yes, let's do that one.
This is Terry Quinn. Can we hear the song?
Oh, I thought you wanted... Got it.
I'm sorry, I didn't make that
clear. I thought you were playing it from the album.
No, I didn't. I can do that after the show, though. Absolutely.
Now I see what you were saying.
Well, we were just talking about the beauty of community radio, and where else are you going to get creepy, awkward silences on the air?
Got it. And we were also making really creepy eye contact as that was happening, so just to give
But the people
feel.
Didn't have to know that.
Great. All right, so this is Free of Wanting, and it's on my album, Moons and Meltdowns. Drove you away from my grass. You batted your lashes and you turned away before I even had a chance. I threw myself at your feet. You said quietly, I have to leave. Thank you. listening. You put your arms around my waist and you said quietly, I have to leave. I threw myself at your feet. You said, oh, gotta go.
Terry Quinn.
Thank you.
That's from her EP, Moons and Meltdowns, Turning Pain into Art, like you said.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Wow. And listening to the EP, there's a lot other textures and instruments and voices coming in there. So what else did you do here and who else helped you with that?
So one of my very good friends back home in Kansas City, Chase Horseman, he produced it and worked a lot of magic and it was one of those really fun processes where we did the skeleton work with my friend Mikey Pruitt up in Buffalo, New York. He's got a band, his project is called 10,000 Strong Men. And Chase actually has a project called Chase the Horseman. So I had all these wonderful musicians that collaborated with me. So Mikey and I laid down the skeleton work with Chase, and then Chase went through and added all the texture and all the magic and did all the production. And what was really neat is it started off like in his bedroom, just like, you know, just doing that DIY recording, and then it moved into a studio. And I don't know, Chase just made it sound dirty and gritty, and that's what I like. So that's how all that came about. And I had some other musician friends working with me. John Keck back in Kansas City, Marina Landry, who else? Mark Lauer on bassoon. So I had a good mix of musicians with me.
Yeah, sounds like it. And you're in a few other groups down there, I understand.
Yeah. So I'm in if you like it darker, I'm in a darker folk band called Abandoned Bells. With my dear buddies, Christoph Nemeth and Tyson Schroeder. So we are a band that comprises of banjo, drums, and baritone guitar. And so it's very like fire and brimstone dark. Like, I don't, if any of, if you've heard of 16 horsepower, let's see who else, 16 horsepower, thinking of other darker folk bands that are kind of in that vein. But think murder ballads with more grit.
Mm-hmm.
And we sing a lot about ghosts and such.
That's awesome. Anything with baritone guitar is just going to have dark sound. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But do you play clarinet in one of those groups?
I played clarinet in a group called Claire and the Crowded Stage. But we're kind of not a thing anymore. But yes, I do play clarinet in a few different, like whenever people ask, but there's not anything that I'm actively playing clarinet in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you, so you went from clarinet to banjo?
Yeah. So I went to Kansas City to be a professional clarinet player, which is so like, wow, that's such a strange sentence. And then I became a banjo player. I haven't touched my clarinet in a hot minute. And I've actually been thinking about that. When I get home, I need to start practicing and playing my clarinet more. But it's been a while.
If you're joining us right now, we're talking to Terry Quinn. She's a clarinet, but also a banjo player. And that's what she'll be playing tonight at 8 p.m. at the Wonder Bar. And I saw you describe yourself as a northern girl with a southern heart in the Midwest. What does that mean?
I think when I say southern, I kind of mean like old-fashioned, you know, just like I love, mm-hmm. I just love that simplicity. And, you know, picking up the banjo, everybody's like, are you from the South? Like, no, I'm from the North. I'm from Michigan. And I live in the middle of the country in a prairie land right now. So it's just kind of just describing everywhere that I've been and taking influences from all over America.
What do you think of like kind of Americana and bluegrass kind of, it feels like it's having a resurgence right now.
Oh yeah, and absolutely.
So what's your take on that, or how do you see that evolving?
How do I see it evolving? What I like about Americana right now is that people are starting to move away from the traditions and get outside the box. And that's what I hear happening. And that's kind of what I like to do with the banjo, is show you like, yeah, I can hang with the bluegrass crowd, but I really kind of want to go off and do my own thing with the instrument. And I see a lot of bands that are pushing those boundaries where it's like, you're like Americana, but not really. I don't really know what you are. And so that's what I hear is happening in the folk Americana world.
Yeah, there's not a word for it yet. I know it's kind of like what Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn do. Like, do you even call that bluegrass anymore after the crazy stuff?
And I'm okay with that, because I think what's happened is, you know, bluegrass can get redundant. It can get redundant, so it's nice to hear bands that are, like, you know, playing these traditional tunes in a different manner. And so that's, yeah, I think that's where we're headed. And especially, like, man, Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. Abigail Washburn is one of my musical heroes. Like, her style of playing and her album City of Refuge, huge influence on my playing. Just that beautiful clawhammer sound. But like, again, you listen to it, it's like, this isn't really bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I would just say folk. Like, I just said, anybody who asks, like, what do you do? Like, indie folk. Let's just call it indie folk.
Until we come up with something better.
Yeah, until something else comes along.
Do you have a connection to this area at all? In northern Minnesota? Or is this new for you?
This is all new. I've been here one whole day. I got into town to like less than 24 hours ago.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
I was just going to say, like, it was a good 24 hours, but it hasn't even been that.
Yeah, it hasn't even been 24, but I'm leaving probably Monday morning, so I get a chance to explore the area and such.
I hope you do.
Yeah.
Let's hear another song.
All right. I'm good. tune up here. So this is a tune I'm inspired by 10-year-old girls, honestly. They're like,
why,
such
why
a
do you
weird
say that?
Specific age, but I think 10 is the age that they start to question and they don't trust you. And they're just like, I just want to hold on to magic and be myself. And I feel like in this day and age, it's so beautiful to foster that in little women, just like so that they can grow up and be independent. And so this is inspired by a little girl who walked up to me and she's like, all these adults keep yelling at me because I want to read books and I don't want to play soccer. And I'm like, me too, girl. I want to read books too. And it's also inspired by one of my favorite poets back in Kansas City, this older woman. And they asked her, like, what do you attribute your success to? And she said, I don't trust adults. And I was just thinking about that and like thinking about little girls and older women and how just don't trust adults, bottom line.
Terry Quinn live here on WTIP. You can catch her tonight at the Wonder Bar at 8 p.m. This is going to sound off topic, but I want to know if you've heard of a movie that recently came out called The Florida Project.
I have not.
Okay. I just saw it like last week, and that is like that song just encapsulated everything about it. It's like this little girl, she's probably about 8 years old, in Florida in this rough area. Her mom's got all sorts of problems, but she lives near Disneyland and everything's this magical adventure, and she's just totally lost in that world. That is all I was thinking of during that.
That's like basically what it's about.
Right. It was.
Yeah. That's so great. That's really awesome.
Yeah, that was a really, really good. Is that one on the EP?
No, that one is not, but it will be on my next one.
Okay. Is there any timeline for that?
Not yet. When I get back, I want to keep working with Chase, and he is in the middle of working on his own project. Mm-hmm. So I'm waiting for him to finish because I don't think I can go to anybody else to make music with. So I'm waiting for him to be done, and then we'll begin. And I think that'll also give me time to write more. And, I think so this last EP that I released, it's an EP, and so this next one I want to actually be an album and be a full-fledged project. So I'm waiting on a few aspects.
Gotcha. How about what else is coming up next for you? Is there more tour dates?
No, the Grand Marais is my last stop before I head home. Like I said, I've been on the road for one whole month from November to December 5th. November 5th to December 5th. So I've been on the road, and I've put so many miles on a car. And after that, I'm going to go home, hibernate for the winter, and I still don't know what's next. I use this trip as a, find myself, and I still haven't found myself. So I'm going to go home more confused than when I left. So that's what's next.
There's something beautiful in that in and of itself. So that's great. Well, is there some way that people can find out more about you and your music?
Yes, absolutely. You can find me at terriquinn.com, and my name is spelled TERIQUINN. Also on Facebook, and this is a really weird game us artists have to play, but we get more gigs by the amount of likes on our Facebook page, which is really strange. But so if you want to help out in that way, Facebook.com/TerriQuinnMusic. And that way you can keep up with when I'm going to release all of my goods and keep up with where I'm playing next. And I'm hoping to book more tours, maybe through the West. So maybe I'll come to your hometown. But also you can follow me on Instagram, where I like to take pictures of cats.
That's what Instagram is for, isn't that right?
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
Oh, I was going to ask one more thing. If people go to the show tonight, what should they expect? Is it just going to be you?
And it's just me. It's just solo. So if you're in for an intimate good time, that's the place to be. And I was just at Wonder Bar for the first time last night, and their food is really good. So come drink some whiskey with me, and let's listen to some stories about heartbreak and pain and love and magic.
That fits right with the whiskey.
I know, great.
Thank you again. Can we hear one more song to play you out?
Yeah. Let's see. So going back to the whole magic idea, this is a tune. It's a fairy tale I wrote. Just thinking about... Again, thinking about women being free. And so in this tale, the women are the knights, and the men are the beasts, and the woman is the hero. And of course, I chose the hardest instrument to tune.
Tunings of the banjo.
I know, that's the other hard thing, is I also shoot myself in the foot by playing in all these alternate tunings. But it's the live experience.
I'll just let people know that coming up next, I think we're actually going to have the rest of Wheels of Fire. If you were listening earlier, you got a double dose of the same hour, so we're going to get you part of the second hour of that, and then probably go straight into Tin Show Radio.
Nice. Why? got a sword, a shield, and a bag of stones. She left behind everything she'd ever known. She came upon a gentle beast, bound by his own misery. His pearly blues met her emerald greens. She placed a hand on his chest and said, "Breathe, just breathe, oh my darling, just breathe."
Great original music from Terry Quinn. Sears 9 to 8 p.m. Thanks again for coming
in.
Yeah,
thank you.
Moons and Meltdowns is the EP. And I think we're going to end with a track from that. Can we play Dead on the Road?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Robin's going east, this Robin's going west.